Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel text includes the words Christians know quite commonly as Peter's great confession. Jesus asked his disciples to tell him who they believed Jesus to be. And speaking for the 12, Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What you may not know is that the word confess never appears in this gospel lesson. So why is this called a confession? What makes this confession so great? And is this truly the greatest confession one can make? The word confession is most commonly used among Christians for that act of admitting to sins that we have committed. The practice is still performed in the Roman Catholic Church, where parishioners approach their priest to confess their sins. And that is, they are stating what it is that they have done and left undone in accordance with God's word. This practice is not a bad thing, as even we, together as brothers and sisters in Christ, confess our sins each and every Sunday morning, imploring our Heavenly Father to grant us forgiveness. And Luther teaches in the Catechism that the practice of individuals coming to their pastor privately for confession and absolution is still a good thing for the Christian to do. This should not be undervalued. But this confession of sins is not what Peter is charged with in this text. The other place that many Christians, especially Lutherans, are familiar with this word is as a statement of faith. We have as one of the chief documents of the Lutheran Book of Concord, the Lutheran Confessions, is the Augsburg Confession. It is a statement of faith. We oftentimes transition into the Apostles' or Nicene Creeds by saying, "Together we confess our faith," in the words of the Creed. That confession is a speaking of the truth of the triune God. This type of confession is what is going on in the gospel lesson. Now, our English word for confess is a compound word that means to admit together. And so we admit together the truth of God's nature and His identity in the words of the creeds. This is also what we do when we speak the confession of sins together here each week at church. By its very nature, then, confession is not an independent action. It can be done by one person, but it has its connection with others. It is a speaking of the truth first spoken by another. So in the words of Peter, that he speaks in our gospel lesson, he is making a confession. He is speaking a truth first spoken by another. And understanding who first spoke that truth, or who declared it to be true, is what makes this confession truly great. The word that we translate as confess in our English Bibles is most often from the Greek word homologeo. The Greek word homologeo is also a compound word. The first part of this, homa, means the same, and legao means to speak. together. The word means to speak the same. In his words, Peter is speaking the same as another. And Jesus tells us who that other is. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Now this most certainly changes everything. This story is not about Peter and the future that he will have in the church. This account is all about the truth of Jesus. Who is he? He is the Christ. And the Heavenly Father is the one who has revealed that to Peter. The Father, Jesus' Father, spoke that truth first. He is the one who has made Jesus the Christ. He has anointed his only begotten Son to be the world's only hope and rescue from the eternal death sentence of sin. The fact that this truth comes from the Father and that he has revealed it to Peter is what makes this confession truly great. And while Peter is certainly worthy of credit for uttering forth these words, Peter is still just a man. Sinful, prideful, self-centered man. Next week's gospel lesson, which follows right after today's, will highlight that truth about Peter. And certainly, Peter will continue on in Christ's fellowship as the leader of the 12. And he will become the key leader of the early church that Christ begins to build and to grow following his resurrection and his ascension. And the book of Acts lends to this truth about St. Peter and his leadership. But as Paul would later state, no one can say Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. And here, Peter cannot say that Jesus is the Christ, except by divine revelation from the Father. So is this the greatest confession that anyone can ever make? Is it really what life here on this earth is all about? Speaking again what the Father has revealed about the Son. The answer is in Jesus' very first word of response to Peter, worthy of emphasis and of our attention. Makarios, blessed. This is the same word that begins each of the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. And in that context, and throughout the rest of Matthew's gospel, this word carries with it more than just a wish for good things on the person to be blessed. Even more than that, as coming forth from Jesus himself, the Christ, the word means salvation. Saved are you. Peter is blessed, saved, due to the confession that sprung forth from his lips, which the Father gave him to speak. St. Paul also picks up on this when he says in Romans chapter 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This confession of Jesus, that he is the Christ, is the greatest confession of them all, because the Christ is what it is all about. The Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ is what all of Old Testament Israel had been promised. It is what they sought, what they looked for, what they hoped for. For he would be their Redeemer, their Savior, their King, the seed of the woman who would crush the serpent's head. That Christ would fulfill all that the Father had revealed about him. Jesus is the Christ. That is the greatest confession. And we need that confession. And we need to confess it. We need that confession because we cannot come up with it on our own. You cannot plumb the depths of the earth and figure out for yourself that Jesus is the Christ. That truth of salvation is not written into the very fabric of creation or hidden in the mysteries of the past, waiting for anyone to uncover it. That truth must be revealed, and it must be done so by the Father. He must first speak that truth, and he must make it known to us. Then, and only then, can we speak those words and believe them to be true. Jesus is the Christ. We need to confess that truth. And do so often because nothing that we as sinners can come up with to say on our own can match it. Not even close. For salvation's sake, we must confess Jesus as the Christ. We must say the same thing that the Father has first spoken to us. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the one anointed from all time to be the Savior of the world. He is the one who was sacrificed once for all on the altar of the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus is the Christ, the one anointed by the Father to bring us back to fellowship with Him, to reconcile us with God. Jesus is the Christ, the one who gives us peace with God once more. Jesus is the Christ. This is the greatest confession, for it is what the Father has revealed for our salvation. To Him alone be glory, honor, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now this true peace that comes from God alone, it will surpass all of our understanding until our Lord returns on the last day. God grant it to you in Christ. Amen.